Okay, good morning everybody, and welcome once again to our Sunday Shiur. I apologize for being away the last few weeks. I know myself that I felt a little bit strange the last two Sundays when the time came and there was no Shiur, but Baruch Hashem, hopefully now we can get back on track. I also want to mention that this really is the beginning of the official second year of the Shiur, because we started last year in December, and actually Parshas Vayetze would have been, Parshas Vayetze was the first year last year, but now coming Chanukah, so we have a chance to get into an Indian of Chanukah, and I think this is officially the beginning of the second cycle of Shiur. One of the common questions that comes up on Chanukah is, when exactly should a person light the candles? Now, that question may not seem so complicated to anybody, but the bigger question really is, how important is it to light it at the time that it gets dark? Because we know, the Poskim can tell us that the proper time to light the Neros Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch says, that is the time which the Shulchan Aruch refers to as Sof Shkiyasa, the end of the Shkia. There is a debate amongst the Poskim when exactly that is. There is a heated debate when exactly that is. However, the Mishnah Brura says that the consensus of opinion is that this is at the time of Tzeis HaKavim, at the time that the stars come out. There are those who have other practices other than that, but the mainstream, I believe, is that people light the Neros Chanukah at the time of the Tzeis HaKavim. And what exactly is the time of the Tzeis HaKavim, the time that the stars come out? So that varies, and really that varies, I think, even from shul to shul. And whenever the rabbi in your shul says it's the time that it's night, some people would say that it's anywhere between 30 minutes after the sunset to 72 minutes after the sunset, but somewhere in that range is the time to light the Chanukah candles, and that is the practice that everybody follows. The challenge is that in our times, especially during the week when people work, it's very often difficult to be home at that time. And on top of that, there we have an additional challenge, which is that very often there are social events or celebrations of Chanukah that take place during the week, and as a result, or perhaps people use the opportunity to go away on a little vacation, in which case they are in situations where it's not going to be convenient for them to light the Neros Chanukah until much later. Right? People go, sometimes people take the opportunity to go to a special event. People down here travel up to Disney sometimes, right? They're in the park. And now the question is, do you have to leave in the middle to light the Neros Chanukah, or do you have to do something so extreme? But let's say you're at some other event, you're at a simcha, you go to an afternoon wedding or an afternoon bar mitzvah or a late afternoon simcha, and the question is, how important is it to light the Neros Chanukah in this month? So what I would like to get into today is based on this question is really based on a very small piece of Gemara that we find in the Sefer Shabbos, which is highly debated. It's very much in question what the Gemara exactly means, so I'd like to try to delve into this today. We find here, and this is on the sheet on the first page, we have the Gemara in Bamem Adlik, in the Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos on the Chaval on the days. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, we have a halacha that we know one of the basic dinim we have in Chanukah is called Kofsa Ein Zokukwa. Kofsa Ein Zokukwa means that if a person lights the Chanukah candles, and then for some reason it goes out, in other words, he lit the candle and it burned for whatever, a few moments, and then it went out. So we have a strange but true halakha which says, Ein Zokukwa, that once you lit the candle, you don't have to relight it. You're not mechuyev al pidin to relight it. That means if it didn't ignite the first time well, that's not called that you lit it. But if you lit the candle, and then due to some, for whatever reason, it can happen sometimes, the wick wasn't such a great wick, for whatever reason it didn't go. The halakha is that you don't have to rewrite it. It's brought down that a person should rewrite it, but according to halacha, a person does not have to rewrite it. And this is because we hold hadlaka osa mitzvah. We hold that the mitzvah of Chanukah is accomplished by lighting the candle. The mitzvah is to light the ner. If you light the ner, then you have done the mitzvah. So even though it's supposed to burn for a certain amount of time, but if for some reason it didn't, but it could have, due to some unforeseen circumstance it went out, the halacha is you don't have to relight it. So the Gemara here challenges, this is a din of Kof Sein Zokakwa. So the Gemara here, I apologize, it's small print, but it's about 7 lines up from the bottom. The Gemara asks, how can you say such a thing? The Gemara asks, Uraminu. The Gemara says, how could you say that if the candle burns out, you don't have to relight it? Did we not learn mitzvasa mishetishka hachama ad shetachala haregel min hashuk? The Gemara says that it states in the Braisa that the mitzvah of the Chanukah candles is mishetishka hachama, from when it gets dark, ad shetachala haregel min hashuk, until people stop going in the street. And that is the mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah, which the Gemara took to mean that the Chanukah candles have to burn that long. That's the amount of time. That's the mitzvah. That the phrase that's used here in the Braisa is mitzvasa. The mitzvah of the Ner Chanukah is presumably that it should go during this time. So the question is, if that's the case, how can one say that if the candle goes out, you don't have to relight it? Says the Gemara, 2 answers to this. My love, says the Gemara, would seem from this that the implication is that if it went out, you would have to relight the candle. So the Gemara says, well, the Gemara says, this is not true. The Gemara says, rather, what the Chazal meant when they said that the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, what they meant by that was one of two possibilities. Says the Gemara, what they meant by that was the ilo adlik madlik. The Gemara says the first possible answer to this is that what the Chazal meant was that this is the time to light the candles, meaning that this is presumably the only time that one could be yotzei the mitzvah. When the Braisa says that the mitzvah of Chanukah candles is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, what they meant by that was not necessarily that the candle must burn that long, but rather what they meant was that that's the time to light. That's the time that there's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And if you don't light it at that time, you cannot light it afterwards. That would be the implication from the Gemara. And the explanation to this would be, because we know that lighting the Chanukah candles, the act of lighting the Chanukah candles, is the idea behind it is what's called Persumi Nisa, that we are trying to publicize the miracle. So if you're trying to publicize the miracle, that would be accomplished when people are around. If people are not around, you are not publicizing the miracle. And therefore, says the Gemara, that when the Braisa tells us that this is the time of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, what they meant by that was that that's when you have to light the candles. And if you miss that time, it would be no good. That's what it would seem. And that's one explanation the Gemara says. We'll get back to this in a moment. The other explanation is, the Inami says the Gemara, the second possible interpretation of this is l'shiura. The second interpretation is that when the Chazal said that this is the time of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah of Chanukah is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, they didn't mean that that's when you have to light the candles, but rather they meant that that's how much oil you have in the tank. That's how large the candles have to be. That it's telling us a shear. It's not suggesting that it must be lit dafka during this time. It's not suggesting that if you didn't light it during this time, you're not yotzei. But rather, it's telling us, that this is the amount of fuel that a person has to have in his menorah. It has to be able to last that long. But if in fact it did not last that long, you lit it and it went out, the halacha would be that you're yotzei. Right, and this would be, you know, this year Shabbos Chanukah, we have, this year Chanukah, we have two Shabbos, two times Shabbos Chanukah. And, you know, you light the candles and then you go to shul and you hope for the best. And we put in enough oil, or those who use candles get large candles, because we know it has to burn a very long time, because the Zman of Achat Chala Regel Min Ashuk, we hold to be a half hour after it gets dark. So therefore you have to put in a lot. But if you came home from shul this past Friday night and you see, much to your horror, that due to some unforeseen circumstance your menorah went out, you were still yotzei the mitzvah. You were still yotzei the mitzvah. You shouldn't say, ah, chaval, right during the week you could fix it, but on Shabbos you can't fix it. So you'll say, so what's going to be here? I tried so hard and my menorah went out anyway. So the halacha we hold is kafsa ein zokukla, that if a person, if it went out, it's not a problem. And therefore, so long as when you lift the menorah, it had the ability to burn for the shear, that's good enough. That's the Gemara saying. But when the Braisa tells us that the mitzvah is that it should be from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, what was that supposed to mean? Right, well, here we're saying that the menorah doesn't necessarily have to burn that long, because if it went out before that, you would be yotzei. What does that mean? So the Gemara tells us two possibilities. Either it means that you must light the menorah within that time, or it means that this is the shear of the amount of fuel that you have to have in your menorah. Now, obviously, the difference between these two answers in the Gemara is going to be very significant. Because if you were to pass the halacha like the first answer, right, which says that ilo adlik maglik, so it would come out that if a person came home from work at 10 o'clock at night, which is after the time that's accepted to be sha'at shechal regel min hashuk, it would come out that they couldn't light the menorah at that point, because there would be no pesumei nisa. Because the pesumei nisa that we are concerned with would be for the people in the street, and the people are not in the street anymore, and therefore, says the Gemara, ilo adlik maglik, right, that during that time you have the opportunity to light it. But if you didn't light it during that time, you would not be yotzei. And if we look at the Tosfos here on the right hand side of the page, the ilo adlik maglik, Tosfos in fact says, ava mikan ve'elav avrazman. Tosfos says that once you get past that time, the game is over. Right? And therefore, if we pass in the halacha this way, then one would really have to be home during the time to light the Neres Chanukah. And if not, if you miss that time, it would be pretty much hopeless. And if you will say that this sounds quite radical, if you look down at the bottom of the page at the Rambam in fact passed in the halacha this way. The Rambam says that in the halacha, hey, it's in the third paragraph in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam says that he says they madlik in Neres Chanukah gam shishtachama, right? He says that you're not supposed to light earlier, and then skipping down the line, he says shachat olhizik lo hizik in shkiyas chachama. If a person did not light at the proper exact beginning of the time, madlik v'holech ad shetachal regel min hashuk, he can continue to light so long as people in the street. The kama who's man there, how long is that time? Kamo chati shah, oh yes sir, approximately a half hour. Avas man there, ain't no madlik. But if a person did not light during that time, he's done. So therefore, the biggest chumrah we would have would be if the halacha was in fact like the Rambam. The Rambam here takes the Gemara and apparently paskins like the first teretz of the Gemara, that ilo adlik maglik, that you have to light the candles in the time. If you didn't light them in the time that people were in the street, there is no hope. And therefore, it would come out that if that was in fact the halacha, if a person was in the middle of any event, it would really be, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Chanukah, we'd have to hurry up and get home.
What about Motzei Shabbos? According to
what's that?
On Motzei Shabbos.
So Motzei Shabbos is a different zman. Motzei Shabbos is the hechruch, because of the fact that we can't light earlier, we have no choice. So Motzei Shabbos, the Chazal were kovei a different time. They made a different time of lighting Hanukkah candles, and that's special for Motzei Shabbos. So you can't rely during the week and say, well, since Motzei Shabbos we'd be lighting now, so that's a special zman that they were kovei for Motzei Shabbos. That's the way we have it. You're right. In other words, it's true that we light it later, but that's because we have no prayers, so we have to light it then. That's what they say.
Can the Rambam consider that there's some places where people stay in the street
So we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So we'll see. But it could. Now, saying that some people stay in the street, we'll see. In other words, the question is being asked that in our times, maybe you could say everything is different because of the fact that in the old world, in the world before electricity, so once the sun went down, there wasn't a whole lot you could do, even though you had candles, but it wasn't necessarily practical, so people closed their businesses and they went home. But today, with electricity, so day and night are almost the same, right? So therefore, people go home. Although it's not really true, you can't say that to the fullest degree, because we find that in the street, the traffic gets less at night. There are, in fact, fewer people later at night. But so the suggestion is being made that maybe we have a little more flexibility in our time. So we will see later on that could be a kula, but that could also be a chumra. So we'll see. So anyway, so this is the Rambam's opinion. But so before we get all bent out of shape, we have to consider that that's not necessarily the halacha, which we will see. In fact, it's not. So if we go back to the Tosfos here on the top of the page, the Tosfos says, Omer Hari Koras. Tosfos quotes one of the Baalei Tosfos was known as Hari Koras. V'yesh li zoher ulahad l'kbalayla miyad shuwa ya'amr yosar midai. So the Hari Koras says, similar to the Rambam, that you have to be very careful to make sure that you don't push it off. However, he's a little more flexible than the Rambam in that he says, in Icher, if a person was delayed, Yadlik Misafek, says the Riparas, he is not convinced that the Halacha is like the first answer of the Gemara, right? And therefore he says that if a person was not home at the right time, so Yadlik Misafek, he should still light the menorah Misafek. Why? The Hamishani Shinui Achrina. So the Riparas tells us that since there is a second answer in the Gemara, right? The Gemara, the answer that we're focusing on is only the first answer. There's also a second answer. According to the second answer, which says that when the Chazal said the mitzvah of Chanukah is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, they didn't mean that's when you have to light your menorah, but rather they meant that whenever you light your menorah, that's how much fuel you have to have. In other words, that's the amount of fuel. That's all it is. It's just telling you the share. So according to that parrot, if you lit later, it would be okay. Says the Riparas that we're not sure, that really it's unclear in the Gemara what the halacha is. It's unclear. The Gemara doesn't come out with a hachra. There is no decisive statement made over here. And therefore he says, obviously, l'chatchila, a person should light it in the time. But if you can't light it in the time, or if you didn't, so then you should still light it later, you suffer it. Because after all, the other point, the second answer of the Gemara, it would be okay. Now, so obviously, this is different than the Rambam. The Rambam passing is apparently completely like the first answer of the Gemara. Right? But the Riparas is not sure. He says that it's unclear what the answer is, and therefore you should light it, you suffer it. Now, this is good news, but it's not great news. Right, because according to this, you'll say that, alright, you can light the menorah later, but it's only misafek. It's only misafek, which first of all means that you're not really doing the mitzvah the right way, because of the fact that it's not clear that you're yotze. In other words, you still should do it because you might be yotze. You might be yotze, but you might not. Right? So therefore, that's not really great news, what he says, number one. And number two would be that if in fact this was the way we held, then you couldn't make a bracha, presumably. Because we have a rule that suffic brachas lahakil, we have a rule that when you're in doubt whether a bracha is called for or not, the halacha is that you do not say a bracha. Right? Brachas amid rabbanan, and almost all of them amid rabbanan, and therefore misafik, we don't say it. And therefore, it would come according to this, that you should not say the bracha. So far we have a little more flexibility, but not the flexibility that we need. Then Tosus continues and brings another opinion. He says, Ulari Nira, so the Re says, a different one of the Baalei Tosus, he says, the Atar Ein Lochush Mosa Yadlik. Here's the good news, right? So Tosus says, in our times, this is in the 13th century, in our times, we don't have to concern ourselves when we light. The Anu Ein Lonu Hekeira, because we don't have the persume nisa in our times only for the people in the house. Why? Shaharei madlikim bifnim. Because of the fact that where do we light menorahs? In Chutz Laaretz. Where do we, and all through the years of the Golos, where do Jews light the menorahs? They light the menorahs in the house. Right? You go today to Eretz Yisrael, people light the menorahs outside the house. According to the din of the Gemara, that's where a menorah is supposed to be lit. Right? The Gemara said the only place in the Gemara that's mentioned, that's offered as a place to light the Hanukkah candles is outside. That's really the way it's supposed to be. But we don't do that. We don't do that. Throughout the Golos, we've lit the menorah inside, presumably because of concerns of the fear of anti-Semitism and all kinds of different things. So therefore, we don't light the menorah outside. We light the menorah inside. Says the Ri that if we light the menorah inside, so then it would come out that it doesn't really matter what the Zman is, presumably. In other words, it would seem that what he means is that even though the Chazal said the mitzvah to light Hanukkah candles is from the time it gets dark until people leave the street, but that's because that was their Pesumei Nisa. But because today we've moved it inside, and our Pesumei Nisa is for the people inside the house, that's the main Pesumei Nisa. So therefore, then it goes by when the Pesumei Nisa is in the house. So in the house, you know, it doesn't matter anymore when people leave the street. It matters when people stop walking around in the house. And therefore, it would come out according to this, that a person should light the Neres Chanukah, that a person could light the Neres Chanukah anytime. You could light the Chanukah candles anytime because of the fact, as he says, ain't lachush, right? It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to worry, you don't have to concern yourself about what the Gemara said. Because since we light the candles inside and are Pesumei Nisas for the people in the house, therefore, whenever we have people in the house would be an acceptable time to light the Neres. Now, according to this, it would come out that there would be, if you took this to the fullest, it would come out that you really don't have to light the menorah at all right after you come home from Ma'ariv and Shul. Right? In other words, it would come out according to this that if you felt like you had any reason at all to miss the lighting of the menorah, right, that you're busy, person is busy in some sort of event or is busy in his work and could not come home until later in the evening. So if we held like this teretz, then you could light it. It doesn't matter because whatever it says in the Gemara, that's speaking about people lit it for the street. But we who light it for inside the house, it doesn't make a difference. This way it would come out. Now, just as an aside, to those living in Eretz Yisrael today who have adapted the halacha that they've reverted back to the din in the Gemara, that seems to be the accepted practice in Eretz Yisrael, that they have the boxes, we've all seen it, the glass boxes that they put the menorahs in. So this teretz presumably would not hold. This teretz wouldn't hold because they are lighting it to the people in the street. So according to them, you wouldn't have such flexibility. But for us in Chutz Laaretz, at least according to the Ri, that holds that we're lighting inside the house, which is where, in fact, we light our menorahs. We light our menorahs inside the house. We come out that it's not such a big deal. Alright, so we'll see. So therefore, it comes out like this. So there are three opinions. The Rambam's opinion, the hardline opinion, is that you're not Yotze at all if you didn't light it within the first half hour of the Zman. In other words, you come home from shul, you better light that menorah right away. If you delay, you get a phone call or whatever, something comes up and you miss that half hour, forget it. That's according to the Rambam. According to the Reporus, the first opinion in Tosfos, it would come out that you could still light it afterwards. However, you would light it afterwards only misafik, which is not such a good thing, as we said, because you may not be yotzei A and B, presumably could not make a bracha. And then you have the opinion of the Ri, who says that it doesn't matter for us because of the fact that we light the menorah anyway for the people inside the house. Okay, so let's see. So how this plays out is going to have a bearing on us. It's going to have a bearing on us. So now like this. Now just one point I would like to say is that even for us, even if you would say that we hold the halacha like the third opinion of Tosfos, right, which says that it doesn't really matter what the Gemara says, there is still an idea of reason makinu mitzvot. There is still an idea that if there is a mitzvah to be done, you don't delay. Right, meaning that if you're sitting in your house and it comes the time for Ner Chanukah, right, you shouldn't just say, well, I'm in the middle of a good book, I'll finish the book and then I'll light the candles. Because even if you say that the heker is for the people, that the presume nisa is for the people in the house, but still there's a mitzvah to be done, and we still say that the mitzvah begins at the beginning of the night, and therefore there would be an inyan of zrizim makdimim mitzvahs, just like there is by every other mitzvah, right? And this in fact is said by the Ram, that he says that this would be true. But the idea is that if a person could not be a zaris, if a person was busy, so then you would have the opportunity to lie later. Okay, so we find, as far as the halacha that we are concerned with, we find the following. So if you turn to page 2, there's a very interesting thing here in the Tur. The Tur, which is one of the Rishonim, who Rabbeinu Yaakov Balaturim, is one of the Rishonim who codified the halacha, similar to the Rambam. He lived after the Rambam, as we'll see in a minute. But his opinion in halacha is very, very authoritative. So he says the following. So the Torah says that the words of the Torah are in the center, in the bold print, in the center of the page. So the Torah says that the Torah says as follows. He says mitzvah. He says really the time to light it is from the time it gets dark until the first half hour of the night, meaning that the Torah says that you're supposed to light it right away at the beginning, and that's the time. Because that's when people walk in the street and see what's going on, and that's when the miracle will be publicized. And he says, therefore you have to put in that amount of oil. And then if we skip down a few lines, he says, he says that after that time you could even use the, you could benefit from the light. And then he says, okay, so here is the first break that we have. In terms of the three opinions that we have, we always go by the, in halacha, we always wait to see what the later authority said. So the Tur, who, you know, in the context of the three opinions that we had, that we mentioned previously, the Tur is a later opinion. The Tur says that the Zman is the entire night, not like the Rambam. So on the one hand, the Torah is telling us that the right time to light it, the correct time to light it, is at the beginning of the night. That's what he says at the first line. But then he says that it's not like the Rambam, Shekoso Shokohu Hizit Lohidu Shiazachama Mazak Ashatachal Regulam and Ashok Overzezman Eno Mablik, right? The Torah says that we do not agree with the Rambam. And therefore, says the Torah, that if you did not light in that time, you could light after that. You could light after that. Okay, but yet, he says, the mitzvah l'chatchila is to light it in, during that time. So it would seem, from the Torah, it would seem that he is holding that the halacha is like the first opinion of Tosfos. Right, that he seems to be saying the Rambam is out, but he says that still it's a mitzvah to do it right away. Right now, you could theoretically say that in other words, so in terms of understanding, who is he following? Whose opinion is he accepting? So it would seem, l'chora, it would seem that he's following the first opinion of Tosfos, who says that the Zman really, that he really is supposed to light it then. Just that, since it's a suffix, you would light it afterwards. You could say that. On the other hand, the Torah doesn't say that it's a suffix, right? The Torah doesn't say, after that time, yadluk mi suffix. He says, mikol mokom adayin zmana kol halayla. The time is still the whole night. So it sounds like he's not saying yadluk mi suffix. It sounds like he's saying that, presumably, that for us it doesn't make a difference. Because it sounds like he's saying like the third opinion of Tosfos, which is that for us it doesn't make a difference. Why does he say at the beginning that the mitzvah is to do it right away? So So we could say that the pshat in that is because of Zrizin Makdimu on mitzvahs. In other words, that really the right time to do it is at the beginning, because a mitzvah is supposed to be done as soon as you can. However, if you didn't do it during that time, you could still light it the whole night. That would seem to be like the Torah. That would seem to be what the Torah is saying, like the third opinion of Tosus. However, it's not so clear, because if one looks at the Beis Yosef commentary on the Torah, on the right hand side, he says that he doesn't really understand what the Torah is saying, because he says that he quotes the Tosus that we read. He quotes the Tosus that says that the first opinion of Tosus that says that really you should light it during the time, and if not, you should light it in Suffolk. And he quotes other Rishonim who seem to say the same thing, namely the Rush. And he ends up saying that he doesn't understand why the Torah said the Loka Rambam. He doesn't understand why the Torah is blowing off the Rambam, because in fact, the Beis Yosef is under the impression that the Torah simply meant that you should light it Misafir. So the Beis Yosef, which means that he's not totally disagreeing with the Rambam. It could be the Rambam is right, just that he's saying that it's a suffix, so since it's a suffix, we light it anyway. So from the Beis Yosef opinion, it sounds like his pshat in the Torah is not good news for us. It sounds like his understanding of the Torah was that the Torah is saying that really the halacha is like the first opinion of Tosfos, that really you should light it in that time, just that if you didn't light it at that time, you could light it afterwards. So if we stopped here, Abbasai, it would come out that really, just in terms of, I know this is a little complicated, but in terms of understanding what the ramifications of this are, it would come out that if we went with this, the basis understanding of the Torah is that the halacha is like the first explanation of Tosfos, which means that if a person did not light the Hanukkah candles in the proper time, he could still light them afterwards, but only misafik, which means that it could be an ayote the mitzvah. Which would mean that if a person was involved in anything during Hanukkah, he would really have to make it his business to get home. He would really have to make his business to get home, because if this is halacha, that means you may not be yotzei. It's only misafik that you should continue life.
But even But even at home, there would still have to be activity in the house that brings both of you together.
Well, see, from the Torah, doesn't say that. The Torah sounds like he's not taking into consideration that the second opinion in Tosfos is that we light inside, and therefore we only care about the house. Right? Now, the truth of the matter is that already in the Torah's time, I don't want to get into it, but we could bring a raya from the Torah, and I saw this in a sefer, that even in the Torah's time, they lit the menorahs inside. But yet, he seems to be of the opinion that we should still light it during the right time. And the Beis Yosef says that even according to the Torah, if you didn't light it in the right time, you could still light it, but you should light it in Suffolk. You should light it in Suffolk, which that's not a good thing. That means that you're only yotzei the mitzvah in Suffolk. And if you're only up to the mitzvah misafik, then that's not a good way to do things. Then a person should really make it their business to get home. And certainly, you know, if a person is at a leisure event, you know, I don't know, I'm a little out of touch, but if the Dolphins have a 4 o'clock home game today, right, then a person is sitting at the game and it's very exciting, and you say, well, what am I going to do? You know, here's the time to light the Hanukkah candle. So according to this, really you should go home. Really you should have to go home. They won't let you back in once you leave, I don't think. But you should really go home, because you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. You're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah any other time. For a person to schedule a Hanukkah outing that's going to miss the proper time, according to this, would come out that you're only yotzei misafik, which is not a good thing. Yes?
Question about the time when people are walking in the street.
Yeah.
The question is, if people are walking in the street, how are they lighting?
That's a good question. So who exactly is walking in the street then? There's another on the page of the Gemara, which I have on the photocopy on the first sheet. I didn't read it, maybe I should have. The Gemara says that the Zman is what's called the Rigla de Tamud Goy, the Gemara says there. Rigla de Tamud Goy, actually from Rashi it seems is referring to Goyim, that there were Goyim walking in the streets who used to sell wood. People used to heat their homes with wood, and they would be the wood sellers. This was a group, an ethnic group called Tamud Goy, Rashi says, Shem Uma, that they would sell the firewood. So now that would seem to imply that the Pursume Nisus for Goyim, in fact the Poskim say that that's not the case, that the Pursume Nisus for Jews, what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that since that's when people sell the firewood, so there would presumably be Jews who went out to buy wood from them. So there would still be some Jews in the street. But you're right, in other words, theoretically, if everyone did it right, there would be no Pursume Nisa. So we're relying a little bit on the fact that there are some people who are going to be stragglers. That's what it seems. That's an irony. Now, the other answer to your question would be that we're concerned about the Goyim, but in the Poskim it doesn't really seem that way. That the Pursumenis is for the Goyim. Pursumenis is really for Jews. What's that?
People wait and go back outside and see how many menorahs there are.
Oh, that's right. That could be also, right? That people lose the menorahs already, right? They're early birds and then they went out to buy firewood. You could have that also. Right? Okay. So anyway, right. So let's see. So how does it apply to us, right? So at this point, we're in rough shape. So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch here, if you go back to the first sheet, so the Shulchan Aruch says, this is the middle copy in the first sheet, the middle section, is the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Sif Beis, which is three lines from the top, okay, Shachach Ohizid Lohidlikim Shkias Achama, if a person did not light at the proper time, Madlik Vahole Gachitachal Regal Min Ashuk, Shuukamo Chatzi Shuk. This is the Shulchan Aruch was written by the same person who wrote the Beis Yosef, and this seems to be his outlook, that you should really light it during that time, Sha'ar Za'ar Ba'ovim Vishavim Veika Persume Nisa. And then if you skip down a line, he says, if you go down to the bottom line, I'm sorry, if you go down to the bottom line, he says, Umiru, skip the Rashi Ksav, skip the Ramah, he says, Umiru, Hani Miru Lechatchila. He says that this is only Lechatchila. Avalim Ovar, if you turn over, it continues on the next slide, Avalim Ovar, Zerazman, below Hidlich, but if it passed that time, Mavlut Beholech Kol Alayla, it sounds like this is the Beis Yosef shot in the Torah, right? That really you should light it in the right time, and just that, if you didn't light it during that time, you should still light it afterwards. But from looking in the Beis Yosef, we would get the impression that that's only Misafek, and if it's only Misafek, that's not so good. So we're still not in good shape there. So if you look up also back on the first sheet side A in the Ramah, he brings like this. He says, "Hagol Yeshomim shebizman hazeh shemadlikim b'fnim ein tzarech lizoer lahaz lekodim shetachal regel min hashuk." Says the Ramah that in our times, since we light the menorahs in the house, you don't have to be concerned to light it before people leave the street. But then he says, "Umikomotom tovli zoyer gam bizman hazeh." However, it is still appropriate to be careful about it, even in our times. Which means the Ramah, who is the Rav of the Ashkenazi Jews, okay, I'm not sure, maybe from the Sephardic people, if someone could tell me what they do, but certainly amongst Ashkenazim, the Ramah is saying that Zman Hazer, he is accepting the third opinion, the opinion that, which is the Re in Tosfos. The Re says that Zman Hazer, we light the menorahs inside, and therefore the Pursume Nisa is for inside the house, and therefore it doesn't really matter when you light it. That's what he starts off saying. But then he says, nevertheless, totally zara gam bizman hazeh, that it's good, it's appropriate, that a person should be careful even in today's times. That even today, a person should be careful. Now, this, mikol makom totally zara gam bizman hazeh, seems a bit strange. In other words, if we will say, alright, so good news, we follow the opinion of the Ramah says that we don't have to worry about it because we're lighting the menorahs inside, we're lighting for the people in the house, it's no problem, right? So therefore you can light whenever you want. But it's not totally good news, because the Ramah says, Tov lizor gam bizman hazeh, that a person should really be careful even in our times. Now, the question presents itself, where did he get that from? Because what do you mean, Tov lizor gam bizman hazeh? Why? If you're going with the third opinion, if you're going with the attitude that today we light in our house and therefore it doesn't matter, so what's Tov lizor gam bizman hazeh? So you could say, just based on what we've said until now, you could say one of three things. You could say that it's because of his reason might be more mitzvahs, that because the mitzvah really begins from when it gets dark, therefore one should be careful to do it at the right time, which would mean that if that's the case, then if you had any good reason not to be as sorry, if you had a reason that something came up, something that was important, something you had to deal with, then you could just say, well, okay, so forget it, I'm not doing it, as always reason might be more mitzvahs. However, if you look at the Ramah, it doesn't really sound like that's what he's saying. It sounds like he's saying that whereas we said you don't have to be careful about the time, even today you should be careful about the time. It doesn't sound like it suits his reason like being more mitzvahs. And in fact, in the Bir Halacha, which is not on the sheet, the Chafetz Chaim understood that what the Ramah was saying was a very interesting thing. What the Ramah was saying was that since today we light inside, but we don't light completely inside, which means like this: in the history of the Klal Yisrael, there were three eras of where they lit the menorahs. The din of the Gemara, which is practiced today in Eretz Yisrael, is that people lit the menorahs outside the house. The Pesach, Samach, Lishus Aravim. In the darkest days of the Golos, where people could not put a menorah anywhere that would be seen because of the fear of some sort of act of retribution, so people lit the menorahs in places where it was only visible to people in the house. However, we today follow a practice which is brought in the postman, Dr. Moshe brings it, that we're sort of a hybrid, because we light the menorahs today inside, but yet we put our menorahs by the window. Right, we put our menorahs or by the near the doorway, whichever, different practices. Right, we put our menorahs in a way where it could be seen in the street also. So therefore, for us to simply say that, today it's no big deal because today we're lighting in the house and therefore there's no even of Achatachal Regal Menashuk, says the Bi'al Lacha, that's not really true. Because of the fact that we light, today we also try to make some sort of Persume Nisa. We also light it then. So it says the Chafetz Chaim that this is the reason why, even though the etzem, we follow the practice that we light the menorah inside. In other words, we're sort of today in an in-between stage, a little of this and a little of that. The Ikar Adin, we light our menorahs inside the house because we're concerned with Persume Nisa from inside it. That's the main Persume Nisa. But we don't just do that. We also put it by the window because we try, even in the Golos, we try where possible to make a Persume Nisa for the street too. If that's the case, says the Chafetz Chaim, that therefore a person should try to light Tov Lizor Gam Bizman Hazeh. A person should even today try to do it the real way, so to speak, to try to do it the way it's described in the Gemara, because today we have the opportunity to make a Persume Nisa for the street also. And this is really the issue this is the accepted shot in the Ramah. There is actually a third interpretation of the Ramah, which I saw it from Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv, the great posuk that we have today in Yerushalayim, Shalom be well, that he wanted to say a different interpretation of the Ramah. He wanted to say that the reason why we should be careful with Zman Hazeh is because the Ramah himself is not convinced that even though today we light the menorahs inside, but since the time that the Chazal established originally was the time of from when it gets dark till people leave the street, so he says that just like we find in other situations, that even though the world may not be the same as it was in those days, but when the Chachamim made a shir, we try to hold on to that shir. So his interpretation of the Ramah is that a person should be careful today because that's the shear that the Chachamim made. That's the time that the Chachamim made. So even though today we do it different for Suma and Yisu, we do it for inside the house, but nevertheless, since the original time that the Chachamim made was that time, so it doesn't matter that we do it inside the house. That's what he says. So according to either one of these, so, again, if you say that it's due to Zrizah Makdim or Mitzvahs, if you say it's due to the fact that we're just trying to do Mitzvahs as soon as we can, so we all know from our own practice that Zrizah Makdim or Mitzvahs can be, we can override that if you have a Dabar Nachos. If a person has an important thing to do, so okay, I can't be a Zaris, what could you do? I can't. It would be better if I did, but I can't. However, according to the other two interpretations, if you say like the Chafetz Chaim said in the Bir HaLacha, that it's due to the fact that today we have Pesum and Issa for the street also, or if you say, like Rav Eliyashiv said, that it's due to the fact that the Iker Zman the Chachamim made was during the time that it gets dark, and therefore it doesn't really matter, even if situations change, you still should try to do what the Chachamim said to do. So therefore we come out that really it is important that a person should try to light the Neris Chanukah in the right time. And therefore, coming now closer to home, the halacha really comes out that where possible, a person should really make an effort to be home at the right time. If it's possible, you know, obviously if it's difficult, we'll see in a minute, but if it's possible on a day that a person can be home, somehow we get the feeling that, you know, Chanukah is important to have parties, it's important to have this, it's important to have that, and therefore I'll light the menorah whenever I feel like. It's not really true, because you're supposed to light the menorah in the time. You're supposed to light the menorah in the time, even today, the menorah is supposed to be lit, and particularly because of the fact that we light the menorah in the windows, where we're trying to make it for Suma Nisa for the street also, so then certainly we should try to light the menorah in the right time. If a person cannot do it because of something that's deemed to be very important, let's say a person can't get out of his job, there are those who say this is unpopular, but there are those who say that in that situation the person's wife should light the menorah for him in his house at the right time. But that doesn't fly in our world, right? Because we do the, you know, many people are uncomfortable with this. So it comes out because they want to be home, they want to be together with their family when they light the menorah, which, okay, that's the minute that we have today. So it would come out that really, if a person could not be home, you could light the menorah later. However, l'chatchila, a person should try to be home. Clearly we see that a person should try to be home at the right time. Now, I just want to address a few points that are lamaisa by us. The question was asked, why do we say, in fact, that the zman of Atshe Zechala Regel Men Ashuk has changed today? Do we say, the Gemara says that the time is until people are in the street. And the time that people are in the street, the Gemara says, and the Rishonim interpreted to me, and the Rambam says clearly, that it's chatzisha, that it's a half hour, approximately a half hour. Now, the argument is made that today that's not so, because today, you know, here in Miami, the Zman is a little bit later, but you go up to New York, right, the time to light the Chanukah candles is already 4:30, where you'll say, what do you mean, 4:30 is not even rush hour, right, it's not even rush hour yet, so surely there's still going to be people in the street after that, right, this is the argument that people make. So the question is, do we in fact say that? So I looked around in the Sfarim, the modern Sfarim that I had available to me. I saw one place where this argument is made, and that is in the Sefer Modern Zman, Rav Sternberg Shalom Biwell lives in Yerushalayim, who said that one could make the case that today the Zman is later. And if the Zman is later, therefore a person would have more to rely on to light the menorah later, because you could say that I'll light the menorah at 6 o'clock or at 6:30 even, and at that time I will fulfill all the shittas. I will be able to even point to the Rambam, right? Because of the fact that the Rambam was talking according to the time of the Gemara. The Rambam and everybody, all the Tolkien in the pre-Thomas Edison world, right, were talking that when it gets dark, that's it. The day is over. But in our world where everything has changed, so therefore you could say that the Zman is later. So Rav Sternbach in the modern Zman, he says that he thinks that that this is this argument could be made, but since none of the poskim say the established practice is not that way, he says, so therefore, again, it's better not to rely on that. It's better not to rely on that. He says, however, in a case of need, one could rely on it, and this heter would loom very large in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, where they follow the opinion that the menorahs are still lit outside, so they don't have the Ramah's heter, because the Ramah says we light inside today for the family members. So what? So, but they don't do that. They don't do that. They light it outside. So what would be in Eretz Yisrael? A person is working in Eretz Yisrael, this man is very early. This man of lighting Hanukkah candles, I believe, is around 4:20 or 4:30, which is very, very early in the day. So it would come out that you have no heter, right? The Ramah is lost. The Rambam is going to say if you miss that half hour, you're done, right? And even the other opinion, which says that you could light it all night, but it's only misafir. So he says, the Marlon Musmanim says that it could be that the people in Eretz Yisrael who don't close their stores, the people who can't get out of their jobs and have to stay there later, they could rely on this. That they could rely to the evidence, they could rely to the Shas of Chak, a difficult situation, they can't easily get out of where they are. They could rely that the Zman of Ashi Tachal Regel Min Ashuk in our times has gotten later. However, as I say, most of the poskim say that we go by, like we have in many cases, we go by the Zman that the Gemara says, and whatever the Gemara says holds, even though the world changes. We find that in a lot of the areas of Halacha. That even though the situation has changed, but whatever the Chachamim or Kovei, whatever they establish to be the Din, that's the Din. Now, I just want to say that if you want to take this lenient opinion and say that the Zman today has changed, there is a chumrah that could go with that also. And that is, there is a modern day brisker chumrah, which is said over in the name of Rav Velvel Soloveitchik, the brisker Rav, who said that since today one could make the argument that the zman of the street is later, so therefore he says that you have to put more oil in your menorah. Because since the shear of how much oil you have to have in your menorah is determined by how long people are in the street, so if we today are going to embrace the opinion that, well, today is later, today people are in the street until 9 o'clock at night, okay, then that's how long your menorah has to burn. That means that you have to light your menorah at, let's say, I don't know, today, 5:20, 5:30, and have a good 3-4 hours worth of fuel in the menorah. Right, which is, you'll say, that's blasphemous, right, that's unheard of, that'll be mavata all the Hanukkah candles, right, that'll do away with all the candles. So okay, but then a little bit you then have to sort of come to terms with, so what do you really hold? In other words, if you hold that you're going to go by the street, then don't light candles, or then get the thick Shabbos candles and light them every night of Hanukkah, right, and if you're going to use oil, make sure you put in a lot of oil. Now, most people, I'm not suggesting this is what you should do. Don't walk out of here saying that I said this is a radical thing to say. It's a big chumrah. There are people that do this. But this is a radical chumrah. But if you're not going to do this, which pretty much none of us do it consciously. Sometimes you may have enough oil to burn for a long time, but none of us consciously do this. That's because we hold that this man is the same. Right? That we go by this man in the Gemara. If you go by this man in the Gemara, then already you can't play games. So therefore, the notion that today is different carries with it a kula and a chumrah. And therefore, before you decide whether you want to go by it, first of all, as I say, it doesn't seem to be widely embraced. It doesn't sound like that. I didn't see other people who said it. I looked in pretty much all the modern svarim that I had with, does anyone say that today is different? And this is the only place that I found it. But as I say, it carries with it a chumrah too. There is one other halacha which I would just like to point out, and that is discussed here on page 1, slide B, and that is as follows. There is a halacha which says, which we said, that if a person did not light the candles, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says that if he did not light the candles, he could, in the proper time, he could light it the whole night, and we who follow the Ramah certainly would go by that. So what does it mean the whole night? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nirav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol HaLaila Ad Omen HaShachar, that the night means until the break of dawn. Uber Bracha, Okay, now this is, he says that you could light it the rest of the night with a bracha. This is hard to understand. The Magen Avraham says he doesn't understand how this could be pshat in the Mechaber, because he holds that it's only misafik, but I'm not going to get into that. But we who hold like the Ramah certainly would say that if you miss the time, that if you miss the time, you could light it the whole night with a bracha, because we say that we're lighting the candles for inside the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, behind Udafka and Bnei Habayis Ne'urim, that this is only if the people in the house are awake. Avlim Yishenim, but if you come home late at night and everybody is asleep, Ein Levarech Aleihem. He says you should not say a bracha, El Yadlut Belo Bracha. Why? Because even if we will follow the opinion of the Ramah, the lenient opinion of the Ramah, who says that we like today the Pesumei Nisa for inside the house, but there has to be Pesumei Nisa inside the house. If there's not going to be Pesumei Nisa, in other words, you have to understand that when we light the menorahs today inside the house, it's not that we've given up on the idea of Pesumei Nisa, but rather we hold Pesumei Nisa just as Pesumei Nisa in the house. So therefore, there has to be some Pesumei Nisa in the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, would come out that if everybody was sleeping except for you, right, so then you could not say a bracha on it. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is not, this could happen sometimes. A person traveling and comes in late at night and, you know, everybody's asleep or whatever, so you would not light it. However, not everyone follows this practice in the Sharatzin at the bottom of the page. It's late, so I don't want to read it, but in the bottom of the page in the Sharatzin, he says, in the footnotes to the Mishnah Berurah, he says that in fact, if a person did want to say a bracha, you could do it. He suggests that maybe you should wake people up to light the menorah. I don't think that's too popular either. That's not going to go too well. Right? Go wake up some of your family members, you know, say, I am home. Come, let's make Pesumei Nisa together. Right? I don't think that's going to go over too well. However, he brings in the Sharatin, he brings that he says that would come out according to this, if this opinion is correct, would come out a lot of radical things. It would come out that if you are on a business trip in a place where there are no Jews, right? If you're in Cambodia, you know, on a business trip, although I just met a Chabad Shliach who told me that he has been in Cambodia, but if you're in a place like that, right, as you'll say, so then it would come out there's no Pesumei Nisa, because for Goyim there isn't, and I'm the only Jew. So on the bottom in the Sharatzin, he brings other opinions who say Chemed Moshe, who say that in fact that you could light it even without Pesumei Nisa. He says at the end of the day, he says if a person wants to follow that opinion, we would not stop them, which means that I think a lot of people do this, that when they come home at night, even if there's nobody around, they make the bracha, and there is who to rely on for that as well when it comes down to it. However, the best thing would be that to light at a time when people are around. So in summary, the halacha comes out that really even today, even though we light the candles for inside the house, nevertheless, where possible, a person should try. It's not like something that we just blow it off and say it doesn't make a difference, but a person should try to be home and light the candles at the right time, as we said, especially if we will take the attitude that we're lighting for Pesumei Nisa for the street also, we should try to do it at the time that the Chachamim said.